Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Eric Bertrand. How are you, Eric?
Good. How are you, Robert?
I'm really good and very pleased to be with you because Eric is the CEO of ModOp. And I want to ask you, there's a lot of marketing, advertising companies out there, but you do things a little bit differently. Talk about your model.
Well, ModOp is the formation of two companies that came together in 2017. And the first company is a company out of New York called Eyeball, which was founded in the early 90s. And the second company is a company called Modus Operandi, which was formed in 2010. And Eyeball's underpinnings were really more from the creative world, brand design, development, strategy, and production. And Modus Operandi really came from the digital side of the world. And so we had met, and the two companies felt it would be a really synergistic relationship, and we formed ModOp back in 2017. And so really the marriage of creative and technology was where we started and kind of the underpinnings of the company.
Well, I like that. My last name is Reese, and it's almost like you took the peanut butter and the chocolate and moved it together. On the two things that CEOs are always looking for, because all CEOs I speak with every day, they want innovation. So talk about what CEOs are doing wrong in terms of how they're using their data right now.
Well, I think the velocity of technology in the last several years has increased, and the amount of data that's available through various systems, various outlets is tremendous. And so I think the first thing is really trying to take data and find what your true sources of data are, making sure that you have everything connected, everything from a true source, and being able to understand how those systems interact with each other, how the data interacts with each other. And we've worked with many clients that, it's hard with large organizations. When you get into large organizations that have many divisions, they've probably grown through acquisition over the years, what you find is that many of them have systems and data that doesn't speak to each other. And so it ends up becoming a little bit of a mess, frankly, trying to unwind all of that. But at this point, where now you're getting cookie deprecation happening, and you really need first party data, it's really important that organizations are looking at this from a holistic view. They're looking at it from a governance and a compliance perspective. They're trying to find the true data sources and having a one true source of data. So it's an area that people are really focused on and need to be focused on as AI and ML continue to grow in the organizations.
Yeah, and so much. I've heard it could be over 50-70% could be what's called dark data, which is not really usable. What can CEOs do about that when they're trying to innovate?
Well, I think that there are plenty of companies out there that can assist with exactly what you're talking about, ensuring that data is current, that that you're not using data that is outdated, or folks that are maybe no longer involved in the company from a client perspective. And there are companies that specifically can do data cleansing and those types of things. There's actually we looked at companies to help. It's not something that we in particular do, but it is an area that we can help to advise clients on which vendors to use to try to cleanse that data and try to make sure it's accurate.
Well, also, it's you're sort of at this unique intersection, which is very powerful, which is of the technology and the creativity. Yeah. Give an example of a client you're working with where those two came together.
Yeah.
Creativity and technology.
Yeah, I think today what we're seeing is significant changes in the way creativity is rolled out from a production perspective. And so one of the areas that we've been looking at is ensuring that, first of all, we believe strategy and innovation, strategy is super important. Innovation and strategy are super important for creativity. So you can, there's things you can automate, but there's that strategy part is super important. And that's the people part. However, from a production perspective, we have been working with technology where you can take a deliverable, creative deliverable, and using brand guidelines, which are inputted into a system, you can create the outputs that are necessary for the dissemination of that creative. And so something that what you used to do is you used to have a designer that would take that initial creative and they would make a version and they would create this version, which is for the web or for out of home, you know, all those different types. And it would take them, let's say, an hour to develop or a couple hours maybe to develop that particular deliverable, where today you take that brand guideline, you put it into a piece of software that's AI and ML driven, and you can create those various outputs in literally seconds. So you can create 100 deliverables, and I've seen the system create 100 deliverables in about 4 seconds.
Wow. Okay. So what do you do with all that? You get 100 deliverables. How do you manage all of this?
Well, that's an important part. So you want to make sure that, you know, the goal then is to take those deliverables and put them out into various marketing, you know, initiatives, various aspects, and then get the data as to how those are performing, and then reevaluate the initial creative and strategy that you had to begin with. And so what that will allow you to do is, instead of having one big idea with one big strategic creative implementation, you can have maybe 10 now. And those 10, you can test an infinite number of times versus, you know, maybe an A/B test where it's a little less. You can test that an infinite number of times, make sure you understand which ones are working best, re-input them back into your strategy, and develop even further a strategic creative that will be on point for the exact demo that you're targeting.
Well, this is great, but one thing I'm trying to figure out here is you're talking about strategy, which is obviously for all CEOs. That is, many CEOs will say culture is my number one job, but then strategy may come very close second. Because if you get strategy wrong, especially if you don't have an agile culture, you can't do it. What have you seen? Because you have this unique bird's eye view, in what you're doing at ModUp. Is what have you seen as the best practices in developing strategy in such a fast-moving, volatile environment?
It's just an imperative part of the process. The technology can help you to iterate and drive more variations of that, but you still need those folks. And so the CMO is not going away. The VP of marketing, the head of brand, those folks are so super important in this process.
Well, critical. And actually, CMOs, maybe about two decades ago, took over all technology budgets. Okay. The reason is they do one thing, which is know how to measure everything. And that's core to your business as well.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, measuring, I think, going forward, measuring is going to be the most important aspect of marketing and advertising, just being able to measure, understand your ROI, understand where your dollars are being spent, ensuring that you can actually verify the measurement that you're getting. Because sometimes, you know, vendors like to be, let's say, a little bit positive about the results, and then you just need to make sure that those are verified and that they're accurate.
Yes. So I want to ask you about what the most important things that CEOs should measure when they're undertaking major strategy. They're involving creative, they're involving technology. What are, maybe if it's the KPIs, that they should focus most on and measure? Because you're saying measurement is really at the core, right?
Yeah, for ROI is definitely where we start. You know, we work with a lot of our clients, return on investment, and understand you have to understand what the goal is, right? So in a lot of cases, if you're talking about brand value, you know, you're putting something out that is brand uplift, you know, on a campaign. Other times it will be sales, right? Specific sales at retail or on an e-commerce website, right? And so, or it could be reservations for a hotel chain or a resort. And we work with some of those as well. And so, it's really about what the company's objectives are. And then us in being able to measure what the outcome of a particular spend is, right? Because they want to put their dollars and their budgets into things that will be the most effective for what their goals are as a company. And that's what we try to work with our clients, is to try to understand what those business goals are. And then we go back and try to look at where they should be looking, where they should be making investments, and then try to measure those to ensure that the ROI is there. So it really starts with ROI.
That is great message. If anyone listening in wants to find out more about ModUp, what is the website?
It's www.modup.com.
And that's M-O-D-O-P.
Yeah, it's short for modus operandi. So that was the name and how we came up with ModUp.
And that was the technology side, and that's when you built the technology and creativity together. Okay. When we come back, we are going to be talking about, how do you build a company that grows as quickly as yours? And a lot of it goes by acquiring companies and building them into your culture and your infrastructure. We're going to find out the secrets about that from Eric in just a few.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Eric Bertrand, who is the CEO of ModUp, and this is a leading company at the intersection of creativity and technology. And so your company, you've grown super fast, and even by the time this airs in a couple of weeks, you'll have grown another like 20%. So just talk through what is the secret to acquiring companies, to building them into your culture. So many CEOs tell me, like Mike Critelli, when he was CEO of Pitney Bowes, he acquired 71 companies. He said the hardest thing, Robert, is building all the cultures together. But you've done a great job at this for, you know, well over a decade.
He's 100% right. It is the culture, and you're dealing with groups that are creative folks. In certain cases, we've acquired a number of creative agencies, and so the cultures are very strong. And I think that what we've done is we've tried to allow people to come together as one ModUp, but yet keep some of the local, because often these are offices from various geographies. So we have 9 offices across the United States. We have 1 office in Panama City, Panama, and 1 up in Toronto. We'll be adding another office, as you mentioned, in the next month, also up in Canada. And we've been able to keep the local, what I call esprit de corps of the offices, but yet bring them into the one ModUp framework. In order to do that, we have a strategic business unit structure. So we have a corporate structure where there are services provided to what we call SBUs or strategic business units. And those strategic business units are in the different areas that we focus on. So creative, technology, management consulting or digital transformation, data consulting, digital media, and PR. And so what happens is we acquire a company, the individual employees that would fall under one of those SBUs will work under that SBU, but yet that office will still maintain and have its own esprit de corps from, let's say, Philadelphia or Dallas or Los Angeles, wherever they might be located.
Yeah, and I noticed you have great companies you acquire. Like, yeah. I had spoken about a year ago or something, a little more than that, with the CEO, Len, of D-Prism. Yeah. What a terrific company. Yeah. But they just folded into ModUp and became stronger.
Yes. So, yeah, the D-Prism acquisition was actually interesting for us because they are a digital transformation and data consultancy, more than they are a marketing or advertising agency. And so that was a little far afield from what most agencies would acquire. And so we met with Len and his team, Jonathan and Len both run the company. And what they really are, what I believe, is they're the tip of the spear. So they're dealing with C-level folks at companies, and they're giving them what we talked about earlier, consulting on digital transformation and data, ensuring that those companies have the right processes and the right overarching strategy in place. And then really, ModUp is able to implement most of what those companies will need in the future from the outcome of what D-Prism, or what now is called ModUp Management Consulting, ModUp Strategic Consulting, is able to do. And so it's been a great acquisition. It's fit in extremely well into our culture. Jonathan is part of our C-level team. Len is running our strategic consulting group. And it's a perfect example of how their team has, with their experience, tremendous experience with AI and data and digital transformation. So it's been a tremendous acquisition. We've really loved it.
Talk about your leadership philosophy in what exactly are the most important elements. You've obviously had some tremendous success.
Well, I think finding, I let people I am definitely not a micromanager. And so some folks can argue that, you know, that could be a style that may work or may not work. I'm not a micromanager. I think surrounding myself with really strong leaders and strong people, is really paramount. And that's what we've done. And we've, like I said, our team is the strongest it's ever been. We've got a great C-level group of folks. We have great SBU leads. I think having, you know, in this day and age, it's really hard to get longevity in a employee base. And our senior folks have been with the company for very, very long periods of time. It ranges from 5 years to 25 years. And our turnover at the senior and mid-level has been zero over the last 4 years. So we've had no turnover.
So if you've had zero turnover, that is something enormous. That helps with profitability. It helps with client relationships. It helps with synergies between the businesses. You must have a unique practice that you do, Eric, that helps you have zero turnover. What do you do specifically? I mean, we got hundreds of thousands of CEOs want to learn from you here.
I think that, you know, we work well as team. As a team, we have a process in place for executive leadership meetings, our senior leadership team meetings. We have those on a certain cadence. I have weekly catch-ups with all of my direct reports and all the heads of the SBUs. Not every week, often, you know, if there's not enough time, and they're quick catch-ups. They're just more, make sure that things are going okay, that they're not having any blockers or any issues, that they're being able to communicate throughout the organization as necessary. I think communication is probably one of the keys. You know, I think that people really want to be part of something. They want to be communicated with and be part of a team. And I think that's what we've done. I can't really explain it much more than that. But we have had, in my opinion, we've had great success with being able to keep the right people in the right spots and being able to have a management team that I think is going to be very successful going forward.
Yeah, and it sounds like you also have defined processes in terms of leadership development and how people expand and sharing of knowledge, you know, with your weekly catch-ups also, which are probably quick. But the key seems to be it's maybe not even as much what you're doing, but what you're not doing. You're not micromanaging. You're allowing people to spread their wings.
Yep, and I think we've also you know, as we're growing, right, we're not perfect, and we're still growing, and we're growing, as you mentioned, very quickly. So we're always adding. You know, we just recently created a chief people position, a chief people officer, basically, and so that person is designated to specifically focus on growing programs for the employee base, ensuring that we have, you know, trying to keep that middle level of management engaged and growing and ensuring that they stay with the company for long periods of time, which is really not easy to do in this environment.
Yeah, it's obviously working. So the final question to you is, you talked about AI. You talked about the advice you're giving to clients in terms of AI and ML, but you're also talking about how you utilize it to add companies to grow your own organization. What advice do you have to CEOs about AI?
I think my biggest advice today would be to start with compliance and governance. It's not a sexy area, but it's super important. People need to understand there are likely folks in the organization using AI today and are not, likely the CEOs and their folks are not aware of what's going on. And so from a governance and compliance perspective, it's important to understand what is being utilized, make sure that it is okay to be utilized in the organization, and build a program around that so that there's always you know exactly what's happening in the organization and you're able to run it through a process to ensure it's what's good for the organization.
Eric, I want to thank you for being a great guest on the CEO Show.
No, I appreciate for you having me. I'm humbled to be here. The guests you have are amazing, and so I very much appreciate it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Cooper. How are you, Matt?
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. And Matt is the CEO of Skillshare. Now, Skillshare is the largest online learning community in the world. You've over 700,000 subscribers, over 30,000 video-based classes. Talk about what your model is, and then we'll go into how you built it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and just a slight asterisk there, the largest focused on the creative learning, learning for creative skills, and that we'll talk about that in a minute. But the core business model, it's a two-sided platform model. So on the supply side, we have our teachers and our class content. We've got about 8,000 experts from all over the world who are teaching typically hour-long classes, video-based, asynchronous. You can watch them whenever. Focused on design, illustration, animation, photography, music, gardening, kind of anything creative and creative adjacent. They upload their content. People come in and watch it. They get paid based on a share of minutes watched and the engagement that they drive from our users. So that open platform model where anyone can come in and teach means we just get amazing depth, breadth, vibrancy, freshness of class content. Whatever is hot, new, and interesting in the creative world, our teachers are trying to identify it and communicate that to our students. On the demand side of the platform, you've got our students. It is a subscription, all-you-can-eat model. So in the U.S., you pay $165 a year. You get access to all 30,000 classes. Each class has a project associated with it. So you take the class, you upload the project, you get feedback from the teacher, you get feedback from other students. So there's a strong community component to the engagement model. And I think certainly from our view, if you're trying to, you know, whether it's a personal hobby, sort of a personal passion, or whether it's something you're learning for professional development, I don't think there's a better place in the world to get up to speed on creative skills.
So I'm assuming no college credits, correct?
No, it's not accredited. It tends to be sort of more bite-sized, again, sort of hour-long classes. Could be personal, could be professional, but tends to be, you can string a lot of these things together, a lot of these classes together. We have learning paths where you can take, five or six classes around a particular topic to go from zero to functional. So we've got kind of all of the different atomic units, but you can kind of mix and match depending on what you're trying to do.
So let's talk about the teacher side. So How do you determine if you have like about 800 teachers, who is good, who is not good, who is acceptable? Mm-hmm. How do you figure out the criteria, and then how do you recruit them?
Yeah. So, early in our company's history, and I think you see this with a lot of open marketplace models, we kind of let everybody in, and then you let the marketplace sort itself out. And you tend to, you get feedback on who's good, who's not.
So it is pure capitalism in a free market way, right? All you're doing is you're saying, we're letting people in, and if that person is not good, no one's going to go there. But if they are good, everyone's going to go there. And they have to be based on that.
That's right. And, again, that was, I think, our earlier strategy, and again, you see this with a lot of open platforms, these two-sided models. You have that chicken and egg dynamic, right? You got to have teachers to drive students. You have to have students to drive teachers. And so early on, in that chicken and egg, you got to fake the chicken for a while. And so you got to just get teachers in. You got to get supply in. You start to figure out who's good. Over time, the problem with the, quote, let the marketplace sort itself out model is, again, whether it's Skillshare or a platform like Upwork, where I used to work, or eBay, for you to figure out who's good and who's not, multiple students have to have a bad experience. So as you mature, you start to put more friction in place. You start to curate the community a little bit more. So we've sort of migrated over time. We've got, certain requirements of every class. We have steps that the teachers need to follow. to make sure that the content that spits out the other side is what our users expect. So that has evolved over the time to be a more curated experience. But, you know, every month we're getting 200 new teachers and 800 new classes on the platform without lifting a finger. So it's pretty organically driven at this point.
That's great. And the teachers make a living at this.
They do. They do. I mean, we have teachers, we have multiple, you know, lots of teachers making well into the six figures. I think, you know, most of our teachers, this is part of their income stream. You know, maybe they're running a small agency or they're teaching, you know, in-person classes or they're doing freelance work. They tend to be more sort of approachable, accessible, everyday experts, and Skillshare makes up one component of their overall earnings.
So you have won all of these awards, EY, Fast Company Awards. You've actually grown 11x times since you came on in 2016 as COO. Pretty exceptional. And one of the big things I understand was your decision to go creative. Talk about that strategy of how you changed the online community. And was it focus groups? How did you figure that out?
Yeah, it's funny. So over, you know, the company was founded in 2010. So we've been around a while. And I think over the years, for whatever reason, we just organically developed a strength in creative topics. When I joined, I was actually pushing for us to do more in business and tech. And we were subscription. There were other models out there that were a la carte. And, you know, there's a reason why iTunes, at $1.29 per song is dead and Spotify has taken over the world. People just want to consume content in a subscription model. And so the thinking was, all right, we're subscription. If we can have content parity with all of these other platforms, why would you go pay a la carte anywhere else where you can have it all in Skillshare? Now, as we made a push into business and tech, what we saw, anything that was creative adjacent, like marketing and business, did really well. Meanwhile, my finance and accounting class, you know, there were tumbleweeds blowing through. So, you know, at some point, you start to look at what works and what doesn't, and you take yes for an answer. And as we looked at the creative vertical, you know, I think the challenge of picking a vertical focus is you want it to be narrow enough that you can offer a unique, differentiated experience for that vertical, but that vertical also has to be broad enough to build a big business. Now I look at creative. Adobe has built a nice little business focused on creative. You know, you've got Adobe, you've got Etsy, you've got Shutterstock, you've got Fiverr. Like, there are all these great examples of companies that have had a creative focus and built very large, successful, profitable businesses. So as we did all of the addressable market research, everywhere we cut it, it was just clear that the creative was the right vertical for us. It was coming from a place of strength. We knew we could be the best in the world at it, and it was a massive market to go after.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant because it's ubiquitous, and almost everything is creative. So you might even have creative marketing classes, right?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, and I think the other sort of key part of that shift is, as we think about what it means to be creative, you know, how do we use our brand and our product and our content and our teachers to expand the meaning of what that means? Because if I said, you know, Robert, are you a creative, right, with a capital C, like, you know, no, I'm a business guy, like that, I'm not a creative. But if I said, Robert, are you creative, lowercase c, of course you are. And so I think part of our opportunity and challenge is how do we shape our messaging and our product and our content, everything, to make creativity more accessible. If you know, the Nike example is a great one. If you have a body, you're an athlete. Well, our version is if you have a brain, you're a creative. And so how do we make that much more approachable and broaden our appeal?
I think it is absolutely brilliant because it's like I've been involved with women, growing women in business, having more women CEOs. When you think of it, it's really 50%. So while people say minority, it's not a minority. It actually arguably more women work than men work. But it's the same way with creative. It's 50%. So I think you're brilliant in your strategy.
Yeah, thank you. Yep.
Yeah, and we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to ask the question that everyone wants to know, which is, how do you grow that community? How do you price it? How do you market it so that you become the largest online creative learning community in the world? back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show with Matt Cooper, the CEO of Skillshare, the largest online creative learning community, over 700,000 subscribers. We already learned before, do not charge a la carte. Charge masses. People want to get the whole enchilada. Now let's shift to the other side. What are the mistakes people make when they try to build community? And how much community do you have until you could get to 700,000 paid subscribers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most common mistake you see on sort of community development is just thinking of it as purely size and not thinking of it as really depth of engagement and the value. And I think, again, we've fallen into this trap as well over the years. You know, as we think about our flywheel, kind of what drives our business, right? The old version of our flywheel was if we get more teachers and more classes, that makes it the model more attractive to more students. And as we have more students, that drives more revenue to our teachers. And it's all about more, more, more. And I think what we have seen, particularly, you know, given the, just sort of crazy ups and downs from 2020 to today, it's not just about quantity. It's also about quality. And if you've got lots of activity, but it's not high quality activity, you just don't get the same leverage and the same, impact. I'm sorry.
On the teaching side.
On both, you know, like having lots of mediocre content doesn't solve anybody's problem. Like it's not about getting, you know, okay, if we're getting 200 classes a month, that's great. But if they're not high quality and they don't meet our users' expectations, more doesn't matter. And similarly on the student side, if you get lots and lots of students and they're not engaging with other students, they're not taking enough classes, they're not uploading projects, they're not really engaging in the platform, you got nothing. So I think that's certainly been something we've gone through. You know, 2020, it was all about more, 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 and the fish were jumping in the boat. I mean, it was just, the growth was crazy, because of everything going on with COVID. 2021, 2022, the fish weren't jumping in the boat quite as quick, you know, so you gotta learn to fish again. So I think, you know, just thinking about the quality of the engagements, the quality of the interactions has been an important shift for us.
And when you talk about engaging and not doing numbers, how many people do you actually engage to get 700,000 paid people?
Yeah, I mean, look, over the course of our history, I think, well, one thing I'll say, like, when we look at our subscription business, people come and go, right? You know, people will sign up, they'll get really engaged in something, they'll drop off for a while, then they'll come back in, they'll get engaged again. So, you know, I look at people who churn as, you know, you got to look at why they're churning. If they're churning, you know, any subscription business, it's a game of can you outrun your churn? And I don't care whether it's Skillshare or Netflix or Disney streaming or whoever. When people churn because they had a wonderful experience and they're not going to use it right now and they'll come back later, that's very different than they churn because They didn't find what they want. They had a bad experience. They didn't see the value. And so I think looking at those reasons of why people churn and thinking of it more as a long-term relationship where people come and go, and we might be touching them on the platform. We might be touching them through our own social channels. We might have an in-person event. We might have a live session. Like, there's lots of different ways for us to engage those users over the time. So when I think about, you know, what it took to get to 700,000, you know, we've touched tens of millions of people over the years. And we offer a 30-day free trial. So a lot of people come in, checked us out, found value, and they'll come back later. So I think you definitely, if you can focus on delivering value every single interaction, then they tend to come back, and then that will pay off over time.
So we know the key is adding value, and they have to have a great experience. Now, when you said you reached tens of millions of people, how did you actually reach those? Did you have ads? Was it Google ads? Was it email campaigns? What did you do to reach all those people?
Yeah, so when I started in 2016, we really weren't doing any kind of paid acquisition. It was all organic. It was very much teacher-led, referral-led. And they had tested a couple channels and just hadn't really found success. When I came in, I said, well, let's give this another shot, take another look at it. And so we started testing different sort of traditional digital channels, things like paid search and, you know, Google AdWords and those things. A lot of those were just so competitive at the time that we had trouble getting the economics to work. We were one of the early ones to start testing influencer marketing in 2017. So we did a lot on YouTube. And, you know, the typical model was the YouTube influencer would sort of do a read at the beginning, middle, end of their video, talk about Skillshare, give out a coupon code so we could then track that specific influencer and campaign all the way through the funnel. And we did a lot of testing and iterating. And I think a couple things we found. One, a lot of the value is in the mid and the long tail of the influencers, not the big names. You know, there are plenty of people with 50 million followers that lots of people will tune in, but they don't necessarily listen to the recommendations. Whereas you get into the mid and the long tail, the connection between the influencer and their audience was just a lot stronger. So we saw higher click-through rates. We saw higher conversion rates. The other thing we found is when we had the influencers really talk about specifics of Skillshare, not, hey, I love this platform, you should try it, but, hey, I took this class on this topic in this project, and that's what I got, and here's what I got from it. It was just much more authentic and genuine and informed. They actually had something meaningful to talk about. So kind of the old school advertising model of having a celebrity just say, hey, drink Coke. It's not quite it doesn't work when you're a smaller brand and a smaller business. So I think getting more detailed, getting more focused. There was one point where we were doing more influencer marketing spots than any company on the planet in terms of just number volume. Now we are not the only ones doing influencer marketing anymore. So, as other people have sort of uncovered that channel, it has certainly gotten more competitive, and a lot of the efficiency has come out of that market. We're still doing influencer marketing, but that was certainly one of the things that got us on the map, as we sort of found an early pocket of efficiency that we just, as soon as we found the hole, we just rammed everything through it. And it drove a lot of growth over the last couple of years.
And there you have it. So I want to tell you, Matt, thank you so much for being a great guest on the CEO Show. The one question that everyone wants to know, the biggest question, what website do they go to if they want to learn something from Skillshare?
Yeah, so come to Skillshare.com, and we've got a free trial. You can sign up, take a little taste test, take a few classes, get the lay of the land, hopefully find something you like, and you stick with us.
Okay. Great having you on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No other. other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.